This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, December 13th, 2018. 5b, fourth section, from Tanya Amarebi until Faise. This is the yellow section on our source sheet. All right, the yellow text on the source sheet. Tanya, so we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. So Yehuda ben Tabai says, "Ere b'nechama, I will see consolation." But sometimes in the Gemara we change it to a positive, and really he means, "I won't see consolation unless imlo haragti eid zomem, and if I have not put an eid zomem to death, a witness that got huzamed, lahotzi mi liban shel tzedukim." Right, to counteract, to literally take out of the heart, but to counteract the Sadducees. Shehayu Omrin, because the Sadducees, the Tzedukim used to say, Ein ha'edin zomim neheragin, ad sheyaharog hanidon. They used to say that edim zomimim don't get killed until the defendant gets killed. I'm going to kill an ed zomim after sentencing, but before the defendant is executed. And if I don't do so to oppose the Tzedukim, I'll never see consolation. So Amalo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach says to him, and this is really a crazy story. You'll see why in a moment. Says to him of Shimon ben Shetach, Ere ben Achama. Right? He wants to see consolation. Right? He's throwing the language back in his face. Imlo Shafachta Dam Naki, you spilled innocent blood. I won't see consolation. Shehare amru chachamim, because the chachamim said, Ein ha'edim zomim min neheragin, ad sheyazumu shnehem. The chachamim said, edim zomim don't get killed until both witnesses in the set get huzamed. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai say? Right, if I don't kill an ed zomim singular, he killed a singular witness. And Shimon ben Shetach comes to say, buddy, You killed the guy you weren't supposed to. With all of your zeal to oppose the Tzedukim, you murdered somebody. Way to go. Right? Ere ben Achama. That's essentially what Shimon ben Shetach, you could see him saying it that way. Right? Maybe he used harsher language. Right? Ve'ein lokin ad sheyazumu shnehem. Right? Not only they don't get killed until they both get huzam, they don't get lashes until they both get huzam. And miyad kibel alav Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, immediately Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai accepted upon himself, kibel alav accepted upon himself, she'eno more hora'ah, that he will never, right, give, be more, teach a hora'ah, a teaching or a psak, ela lifnei Shimon ben Shetach, right, he will never say anything unless Shimon ben Shetach is there to make sure he's doing right. He was so shaken, right, by the episode, that he refused to paskin unless Shimon ben Shetach was there. Now, to be fair to Yehuda ben Tabai for a moment, right, we have a Mishnah, we have a Gemara, we have Halacha, we know exactly what's what and what was said. Right, so it wasn't as clear back in the day. Halacha wasn't as developed. He just wasn't aware of a teaching. He wasn't going against the teaching, but he wasn't aware of the teaching. And because he wasn't aware, he got somebody killed. And now he knows there are other things he won't be aware of. So he didn't maliciously do it, but he irresponsibly did it. V'chol yamav shel Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, and all of his days, right, he felt so bad about this. Hayimishtateach al kivro shel oso ha'ed, he would prostrate himself on the grave of that witness. Right, begging for forgiveness, I guess. V'hayakolo nishma. And a voice was heard. Uksvurin ha'am lomar. Right, the story gets stranger. Right, the people thought to say kolo shel harug, that it was the voice of the killed Eid Zomim crying out from the grave. Right, yes, and I have no idea what that means. And Amar Yehuda ben Tabai says, Koli Shelihu, it's my voice, Kol Sheli it is. Tedu, you can know, Lemachar Humeis, tomorrow he'll die. He didn't want to say he's going to die, so he did it in a different, you know, he'll die. But really, right, Rashi says, tomorrow or the time when I die, you'll see Ein Kolo Nishma. The voice will no longer be heard, proving that it's my voice. Because when I die, the voice will stop. Ergo, when I was alive, it was my voice. And then just to really cement home, this is that's just a strange, you know, it's a, interesting piece of Gemara. Amar le Ravacha b'ed the Rabba le Ravashi. So Ravacha b'ed the son of Rabba says to Ravashi, that's not a good proof. The fact that you die and the voice is stopped doesn't mean that it wasn't your voice, that it wasn't his voice, the dead guy's voice all along. Right? For two reasons. Number one, Dilma Bedina Kamba Hadei. Right? Maybe he is now entrenched with him in battle in court. What does that mean? It means that when Rehuda ben Tabai was still alive, he would go and the guy would respond. And I don't know what that means either. But now that Rehuda ben Tabai is dead, they can duke it out in the heavenly court, but we are not going to be hearing it. All right, so the other side, the dead guy's voice stops in this world because it's going in the next world. Inami, or maybe Fiyuse Faise, maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai finally managed to appease this dead witness, and that's why the dead witness's voice stops. Again, that concludes our learning for today. Somewhat at a loss as to what to exactly do with that story, but I have faithfully rendered it to you, so please come back and join me tomorrow.